Okay, so we're in the middle of going through different inyane imanu ha'isem. Friday, Erev Shabbos, we discussed the issue of hazama v'chashav v'asachas. Now we're moving on to the next gemara, which is, you know, you can title the issue of nidon bar chiyuva. Right, the issue is going to be if and when, basically, if the nidon is a bar chiyuva, and the question is, when does the nidon become a bar chiyuva? Seems like there are chilukim between different tchumim, you know, knas, nefashos, mamnos. We'll get to the details right now. So again, today we'll be discussing, in the next couple of days, the issue of bar chiyuva, right? The nidon being a bar chiyuva, and whether that impacts the application of din hazama. So let's get moving here. This comes up in the, really, starting with the Gemara, Amarava, Boshnayim. You don't want to take it away? Ellie, would you mind? It's really going to take us to the end. Okay, so today we're going to do the Gemara, see Rashi, Tosfos, and some other Mefarsha. Okay, so slow, so everyone's on the same page. So what's going on here? Right, so first you have Edim who say...
That two Edim come and say that on Sunday, Reuben killed Shimon, and then two more Edim come and say, no, we were with you on Sunday, it was on Monday that Reuben killed Shimon. So then the Zomim would be killed.
So the Chiddush that, right? So even if the Mazimim agree, right, that the Nidon, that Reuben, right, did the Ritzicha, even if they testify that the Ritzicha took place before the original Edus of the Zomim, so namely, that when the Edim Zomim were, when the Edim Zomim gave their Edus Sheker, they were talking about a guilty Nidon. They were talking about someone who already had committed the Aveira that they were accusing them of. Still, Hare Elu Neharagin. Why? You're still going to kill the Zomim. Why? Oh, this is the key. Because at the time of the Edus, right, the Nidon was Lav Bar Katalu. He's Eino Bar Chiyuva. That's exactly what that means. He wasn't a Bar Chiyuva yet, seemingly because what hasn't happened yet?
There's no Gemara then.
Exactly, but it hasn't been a Gemara then. Right, so the Gemara is saying, now the Gemara asks, okay, so this is a very important Mishnah. The Gemara is now saying, what's the Chiddush of saying that the Edim Zomim, meaning you're saying, you think there's a Chiddush that a Zama even applies when the Edim Zomim gave their Edus about a Nidon, who is Chayiv? We already know that's the case, because what is the Mishnah of Vav and Beis? What's the background here?
The two people are in one.
Right, the two Kita Edim, right? So if they all see each other, then they become
one
integrated Kat. But, this line of the Mishnah is saying, but if they can't see each other, so you have two different Kita Edim, right? One on the right side and one on the left side. Okay, so in that case, right, Lefichach, Im Nimtseis, Achaz Mehem Zomem. So in the case where there are two separate Kita Edim, one, let's say the first Kat becomes Huzam, the second Kat doesn't, right? So what's the Psak? Hu Vehein. No, Ragin, who's the who and who's the hain?
The who is the Nidon, the hain is the Zomim.
Exactly. So who, the Nidon, will be killed because there's still a second Kat, which wasn't Huzam, which said they were Chayiv Nisa. But yet the hain, the first Kat, which was Huzam, are going to become killed because of Zama. Now, Ragin, Vashniya Patura. But the second Kat, who wasn't Huzam, they're going to be Patur because they just gave Edus, all right, which is fine. So this mission is establishing you can have a case where Edim Zomim are killed even though they gave Edus about a Nidon who's Chayev and is going to be killed for that same thing that they accused him of. So he's saying, that can't be the Chiddush. Chiddush can't just be that Edim Zomim can be killed even when they're being made against a Nidon which is guilty, because we already know that from the Mishnah. So what rather is the Chiddush of Rava? Oh, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is like Mardin.
What
does that mean?
That two people come and say that he had a Gemara Din, that Ploni had a Gemara Din
on Sunday,
and two say that no, he had a Gemara Din on Erev Shabbos. And even if they say, that it was on Monday that the Gemara Din happened, in Ilan Hargin, the Zomim wouldn't be killed.
Exactly, because when was the Edus? When did the first cut
Tuesday.
Give their they gave their Edus on Tuesday? So when they gave their Edus on Tuesday, right, and even in the second case, the Gemara Din for sure already took place. Either in the first case, it took place already previous Friday, or even if it took place, you know, on Monday, right, after the original setting, at the end of the day, by the time they gave their edus on Tuesday, right, there was already a Gemar Din on Monday, and therefore, in Elu Ne'arakim, therefore the Zomim are not subject to Hazama. Why?
Because at the time when they gave testimony, the Nidon was a Bar Ketalo.
Exactly, because the Gemar Din already took place, and therefore they're considered Bar Chiyuv. So far what the Gemara said, in the context, what context are we talking about so far in the Gemara? Which Tchum of?
Misa?
Exactly, Nefashos. So what the Gemara says, but in the realm of Nefashos, right, there's this idea, this is tour of Bar Chiyuva, but when is the Bar Chiyuva status Chal? At Gemar Din. Right? Don't think that the Bar Chiyuva status is Chal at the Shas, that we call Shas HaMaisa, at the time of the Ritzicha. No. Comes along Rava to say that the Gemar Din status is Chal only at Gemar Din. Now the Gemar is going to carry this over to Knas. Isaac, would you mind?
So two come and say that on Sunday he stole and he either shechted or he sold it. And Mazim come and say we were with him on Sunday. Rather, he did this on Monday. Then the Zomim have to pay.
Because it's the same idea that even if, right, the mazimim say that this the maisa of the geneva the tzvicha mechira took place right previously, still they're still considered eno bar chiyuva, because we'll see from the next line the bar chiyuva is only chal at the shas of the gemar din. So we'll see.
So if they say that on Sunday he did it and he had a gemar din, two others come and say it was on Sunday that we were with you on Sunday, but rather it was on Erev Shabbos that he did the maisa and he had his gemar din. Or if they said the gemar din was after,
even if they say it was after the supposed edus of the edim zomim, still a mishalman.
He had a status of gemar tashlumen when they testified because the gemar din.
Exactly, because the testimony was already on Tuesday, the gemar din preceded that. Okay, so we see from this gemara a couple of dinim, right? The first din, which the Gemara says is already established by the Mishnah, but it's still Chiddush, it's already established by the Mishnah, the notion that the, right, Edom Zomim can be Chayiv even if they testify against a Nidon who is guilty of what they're supposedly being Chayiv him. The idea is, even though what you said, or even though the Nidon is guilty of what you said, in the day you gave aid to Sheker because you weren't there. That's Chiddush number one, already established by the Mishnah. Chiddush number two, which the Gemara says is the Chiddush of Rava, is this notion of Gemar Din, or this notion of Bar Chiyuva, which in the realm of Nefoshos and Knossos is Chal, right? That Bar Chiyuva is status is Chal at the Shas Gemar Din, right? And therefore, if the Edom Zomim gave a testimony post Gemar Din, so then the Nidon is a Bar Chiyuva, and there's no Hazama if the Edom Zomim, the time of their testimony, were being made against a Bar Chiyuva. That's just Pash Pshat in the Gemara. But what's really not clear in the Gemara, and this is what we have to spend time analyzing the Rishonim and the Achronim about, is what is the Koveya of Bar Chiyuva? Right, this notion, this Petur Bar Chiyuva, what is the Koveya for Bar Chiyuva? Right, we know in the Gemara that the, right, for some reason, by Knossos and Nefoshos, the, right, the Bar Chiyuva status is Chal at the Gemara Din. We don't know why. And what's an important piece, which is missing from the Gemara, is that which realm of halacha is missing from the Gemara? Mamonos. Right? So both Rashi, right? Rashi in the Dir Maaskal Hachi Garsina at the end, and Tosos in Dir Maaskal Vachin, both note that the Gemara is limited to Nefashos and Knossos, because only Nefashos and Knossos do you say that the Bar Chiyuva status is only Chal at the Gemara Din. But when it comes to Mamonos, right, when is the Bar Chiyuva status Chal for Mamonos? Exactly. We'll call it the Shas Maisa. Right? Either the Shas. It's Geneva. Let's stay away from Geneva. Let's say Halva. Right? Because Geneva, because of Knas, because of the Kedel. Right? So still with like Halva. Right? In the case of Mamonos, the Bar Chiyuva status is going to be Chal at the Shas Maisa, the Shas Halva. And therefore, as long as the Edom Zomim are made, right, give their testimony after the Shas Halva, there's going to be bar chiyuva status there. But we still don't know, right? What is the reason for that? Right? What's the reason for that breakdown? Why is the Gemara implicitly saying that the Gemara din is only koveya the bar chiyuva status for knas and nefashos and not by mamaros? So that's where the Rishonim already al atar on the daf already starts explaining things. So let's first look at Rashi and Tosfos, and we're going to see, just to, for clarity's sake, right? The first mahalach we're going to focus on the first mahalach today, and focus on the second mahalach of Rekvi Eger and other acharonim, and maybe a day in Tosfos, right? Tomorrow, but again, the first mahalach is going to say that the koveya of bar chiyuva is the point at which we are certain that the nidon will become chayav. Again, according to the first mahalach, the koveya for the bar chiyuva status is when there's a likelihood, a karov levadai likelihood, that the nidon will become chayav. Not very clear. It's not the fundamental shas chiyuv. That's going to be approach number two. Rekveger, etc. Right? Approach number two is going to say, no, it's the fundamental when the chiyuv is chal. Approach number one is going to say, it's not about when the chiyuv is fundamentally chal. It's rather when we become certain, at what point in the timeline do we become certain that the nidon will be found to be chayiv? Not again, not the fundamental shas chiyuv, but when do we attain the karav levadai likelihood that we know that this person will become chayiv? Yeah.
Even before that, though, there's still a chance that he'll be chayiv. So shouldn't you, especially by like...
Not a chance, it has to be a karav, it has to be a certainty.
But I'm saying, yeah, but even before that, there's a chance that he will become chayiv.
But there's also a chance, exactly.
But, so shouldn't by Misik, you're only split up, but by Knas, so shouldn't you have to take the percentage and then pay that percentage?
No. So let's, it's interesting. Let's just go to Lundus. In a moment. Just, right, this idea, I hear what you're saying, but let's come back to that in a moment. Right, this idea that the koveya is when there's a likelihood that the nidon will become chayev. Can you explain? Why do you think that's the koveya? Why do you think the koveya is when we are sure that the nidon will become chayev?
So we're offering other based then, and based then can only, in based in size, even though maybe he knows what the emes is, whether or not he did this aver, but in Beis Din's eyes, he's not considered chayav by anything until on a purely legal level until there's a gemara.
No,
could be if the problem of Edom Zomim is how they're messing up the
excellent, yeah,
messing up the other guys. If the problem of Edom Zomim is that they're trying to mess over the nidon, then it's only once they're actually going to be messing over the nidon that they're going to be responsible.
Excellent, right? According to this mahalach, it's very very pashut, right? It's very Mistaber. If the whole mechayev of Hazama is that these Edom Zomim are being mafsid, to use Lashon Rashi, are being mafsid, the Nidon, right? You were going to be mechayev himamon, right? When he ordinarily would not have been mechayev. So therefore, the only time that the mechayev Hazama is going to apply, if the Hazama took place at a time where the Edom Zomim are being mafsid, the Nidon. But if it comes at a point where we're sure that the nidon will be subject to the chiyuv, right? So then, from a hefsid standpoint, the Edom Zomim weren't mafsid the nidon in any way. So from the perspective of whether the Zomim were mafsid the nidon, it makes a lot of sense to take this mahalach, that kol zman that we're not sure whether the nidon will become chayiv, so in the Edom Zomim are mechayiv and bevadai, that's a hefsid. But if they came at a point where we're sure the nidon is going to become chayev anyways, so then when they ate the zomim mar chayev, that didn't do anything. That's the p'tur bar chiyuva, according to this first mahalach. The p'tur bar chiyuva is that it takes away the hefsid of the Edom Zomim that the Edom Zomim inflicted upon the Nidon, because at this point, the bar chiyuva means we're sure they're going to be subject to the chiyuv anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would there ever be a tour for Mamon if you're being Messiah and Mamon for your team? Extra money, meaning the Zomim were being Messiah and extra money. We're giving you a Messiah. I mean, the second guy comes, the Zomim comes and say, Mano Ais on Sunday, there was a loan on Friday. Those are totally separate events. Zomim were still trying to Messiah. I mean, even if there was a... Yeah, there was a...
Again, because the... It's a good point. I mean, but I guess the assumption is that the description of the Eidus is that it's either one. That's what it sounds like. It was like that. Like, Reuven, you know, gave all his money. It has to be, you're right, it has to be a situation where you can't say it's manachris. I think that's what you have to assume. That's what you have to assume. That somehow, you know, once they say, you know, it happened the other day, that you know, again, they're also saying manu ha'isen, though. Right? They're also saying manu ha'isen, that what you testified.
But according to them, they weren't. Now that they're potter. I mean, that's not, they're not losing money. Right? Saying they don't have to pay that money, because when they see manu ha'isen, but from last week, they don't have to pay that money.
I mean, because the zomim.
The zomim don't have to pay that money.
Because they're already talking at bar chiyuva, because the person was already. Chayev was already going, meaning that Nidon was already going to have to pay that $100 at the time that they came along and gave their Eidu Sheker.
Right.
So what's the question?
No, I was wondering what the problem was. I think my question was, do you answer my question?
Okay.
It can't be money after.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, Rajin does this fundamentally.
So let's go through it right now. Okay, so let's see Shitas Rashi. So again, we're gonna look at all the Rashis, and I believe that Rashi agrees to this first Mahalach, and I believe Tosfos, at least in one day, agrees to this Mahalach. Again, it's not about the fundamental Shas Chiyuv. It's rather, at what point are we sure that the Nidon will be Chayev? Right? Because according to this first Mahalach, it's all about the Hefsid. And once we can be certain that the Nidon will be found, you know, Chayev on this din, so therefore Memela, the Zomim were not Mafsin anyway. So let's look at the Lashon HaSarashi.
What is the Mahalach again?
The first Mahalach is that the Bar Chiyuva is the point at which there's a certainty that the Nidon will be found Chayev. Again, there's the point at which there's a certainty, a likelihood, that the Nidon will be found Chayev. Question number two is that, it's not likely or not likely, it's like, when is the Chiyev at hand fundamentally Chal? When's the Chiyev Misa? When's the Chiyev Knas? When's the Chiyev Mamon fundamentally Chal? Nothing to do with whether they're going to be found guilty or not, it's just what is the fundamental Shas Chiyev? That's approach number two. That's like the Rukvieger. So let's see Rashi already, a couple of the Rashis who seem to adopt approach number one. Okay, let's first start with Dior Maschel Mai Taima. Yeshua, you got it? See, again, with this within the realm of Nefashos, explaining Mai Taima to be in the Kamasad is Gavra Bar Katala. So what does he say?
Mai Taima, the Dina of the Athletic. Tishavo, Yom Shlishi, Bishada, Slayed, Allah. Akasi, Gavra La Bar Katala. Shalom, Hulid, Allah,
Basin. Like I said, right, exactly. On Tuesday, there wasn't yet. Right, Eidus in Basin, there wasn't yet a Gemar Din.
So,
now there's a key here. How's Rashi justify it? You know what meaning he's explaining. Why is it that Kodem Gemar Din, there's no Bar Chiyuva? Oh, you're right. The Ilu is very important, very Mekadesh. The Ilu Hava Asi Umode, according to Shitas Rashi, if the Nidon, because it's Kodem Gemar Din, if the Nidon would have come and been Vodeh that I am Chayiv Misa, have a miftar. Right, Rashi here applies what klal? Mode, the kenas pater, to the realm of nefashos. And therefore it says, kol zman that there's no gemar din, there's no certainty, right? There's no certainty that this nidon will become chayev, because if he comes along and is mode on his own, he's going to be pater. So kol zman that there's no gemar din, there's only a suffix whether he's going to be found guilty. Therefore, Nimsa
Shem Hayu Mechayv and Misa, that's me Sheino Royal Lums.
So, therefore, because you're Mechayv before Gemar Din, so Edom Zomim were Mafsid, we're borrowing Rashi's Lashon from later. Because at this point, they are Mechayv Misa to a person who wasn't necessarily going to be Roy Lamos. He wasn't necessarily Roy Lamos, because if he was going to be Modeh, then he would have been Putter. So Rashi, again, it's going to become clearer even later, but Rashi already here is explaining that the timing of Bar Chiyuva is totally on Gemar Din for Nefashos, because Kodem Gemar Din, there's always a suffix whether he's going to, it's not clear that he's going to be found Chayev, because he can always be Modeh. Modeh, the factor of Modeh B'Knas, Patzer, according to Rashi, applies to Nefashos. Before I take your Ha'ara, so again, this notion that Rashi seems to be saying Modeh B'Knas Patzer to Nefashos, again, is explicated by the Ritva. right? The Ritzvah, Al Atar, try to have you see it, right? The Ritzvah says it comes out from this Rashi. The Rashi thinks that this notion of Modib Knas Pater applies to Nefashos, right? Again, Tosas also thinks this is Pshan Rashi and thinks he's crazy, right? Tosas, I don't know where he gets this from, but the Ritzvah says this is Pshan Rashi and that's where he's coming from. And just one other Ha'ara that I actually saw this morning, if you look at the Mesoras Hashas, there is also a Rashi in Zvachim Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph who says the same thing. Just important Nakuda. So again, Rashi in Zvachim Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, right? Just look it up afterwards. This is in the context of a Shur Hamuad, right? Who kills a person, right? Talking about the Akivas, right? Earlier today. Right? And Rashi there says that the Chi of Misa for the Shur, and presumably the Chi of Misa Bidei Shamayim, right, for the Bailim, are both going to be subject to a patur if the Bailim is Modeh. This is Rashi and Zvachim Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph. He says that, right, the Shur Shehemis Al Pia Bailim Ifter. Right, in the case of Shur Shehemis, Shur Muad who kills, if the Bailim is Modeh, they're going to be Pater Miskila, right, sorry, the Shur is going to be Pater from Skila, and presumably the Bailim is going to be Pater from the Misa Bidei Shemayim. Demodeh B'Knas Pater, just like Modeh B'Knas Pater. So Rashi L'Shitaso extends this idea of Modeh B'Knas Pater outside the realm of Knas, right? To, in that case, at least the Chiv Misa, the Chiv Skila of the Shur, and presumably the Chiv Misa Bidei Shamayim of the Bailim. And actually, Tosvos there on the spot, again, Tosvos in Zvach Mayan Aleph, Amen Aleph, Dir Maskal Al Pied Echad, says, oh, this is Rashi L'Shitaso. Rashi L'Shitaso Tamako, see, we point out our sugya. There's the same Rashi in Makos who applies Modeh B'Knas Pater to Nefashos in the Suga Daf Hey. That's the same Rashi here who's going to extend Modeh B'Knas Pater to this case of the Shur Muad who kills a person. And therefore, it's going to Pater the Shur from the Skila and presumably Pater the Bailim from the Misa Bidei Shemai. So again, that's just Ha'ara that, you know, in terms of Rashi explaining, right, the reason why there's a lack of Vados. When a case of Nefashos, Kol Din Gemar Din, according to Rashi's explanation, is because there's Modeh B'Knas Pater. Yeah.
After there are Edom, after Edom come, can he still be Modeh?
You're saying Kol Din Gemar Din?
Yeah.
It sounds like for Knas, the Koveya is Gemar Din.
But then, like
if you're Modeh, there's a Machlokes on a rhyme about if you're Modeh after the Gemar Din. So I'm assuming the same machlokes about whether, I mean, this is a separate machlokes by Knossos about the timing of when the Hodah has to take place. It has to be before the Edom come or after the Hodah. I'm assuming Rashi is going to just like carry over that machlokes to here. That's what I assume.
So then, if Rashi is saying that they removed his ability to be Modeh, so yes,
it sounds like he's going within the Mahalach that the only time you could be Modeh, the only time your Hodah is going to generate a Patur if it's called in Gemar Din. That's
right.
What he's for sure going.
But the Eden Zoman only became Zoman after the Gemar Din. So if he was going to be Modeh before Gemar Din, wouldn't he be?
We're saying the Eden Zoman were only Chayev, right, if they give their Edus called in Gemar Din, right? Because at that point, there was still
I'm saying that. meaning, Hazama can't happen. Meaning, they can't. It has to be Kasher Asa, Kasher Hazama below Kasher Asa. Meaning, it has to happen before Gemar Din, after Gemar Din, before the actual onus was given out. So, if Rashi's whole issue is that they took away his ability to be Modeh in theory before Gemar Din, but if he was going to be Modeh to a Misa,
I mean, that whole thing Kasher Asa is that's the Gemar Din of the Zomim,
right?
Not the. We're talking about the Gemar Din being
correct,
other Edom, but
in the case of the,
I mean, our sugya,
I know. But I'm saying that when the Zomim come, so they can only become Zomim after there was a Gemar Din on the Nido,
based on their testimony.
Okay. So if Rashi is so worried that we're taking away his ability to be Modeh before Gemar Din.
But again, that's the Gemar Din from someone else.
Might not. I mean, if we thought he was actually going to be Modeh before Gemar Din, he would have been Modeh before this Gemar Din.
Do
meaning if he was giving Kavod that he killed Reuven, so why not mean who the Edom were, if the whole concern is that if that he was giving Kavod?
I'm not sure I'm following. Meaning, I'm not sure I'm following. Anyone else understand?
No.
Okay.
I think what I was asking is in general, why would we ever do Zumba that on Machayev? Why would we ever?
I don't think it's in the same.
Well, let's talk after. So we also got a little of a late start. Okay? So again, so this Rashi, again, the way Rashi explains why it is that there's no, let's say, that there's no likelihood of Chiyuv, right, until the Gemara Din, in the realm of Nefashos, is because Kodem and Gemara Din by Nefashos, you have this idea of if you're Mode, you're going to be Pater. Yeah.
What's the reason that Mode Beknas Pater exists? What's the function of this?
Good. It's Xeros Akasev. Ironically, actually, Rekvi Eger is going to get to that. Rekvi Eger is going to say the whole lumbus is because the Gemara Din generates the Chiyuv. Therefore, if you generate the Chiyuv through your opinion, if you're Modeh, so then because it's coming from you and not the Beis Din, therefore there's no Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that tomorrow. Okay? Good. The next Rashi, which carries us over to Kenas, right, to explain why it is that the Bar Chiyuva status is Chal at the Gemara Din for Kenasos, and here he's really going to explain and make it very clear that this Mahalak that's all about Hefsid is towards the bottom of the page. See the Dibur Maschil Hachi Garcina, after that long Dibur Maschil. Mordechai, you see it? See three lines out with Pirshu? But this is in the context of Kenas. Right, by Kenas, Kodim, Gemara Din, since right, there's no, we're not sure that he's going to become Chayiv, because he can always be Pater himself by Hoda. Oh. This is the key. This is Rashi even clearer. Ishtachach, because the Edom Zomim gave their Edus before their Gemara Din, at a time when the Nidon could be Modeh B'Knas and Pater, to Ishtachach, it comes out, it emerges, De'inu Havi Mifsidilei, because, therefore the Chiyuv is, because at this point, the Edom Zomim are being Mafsid, the Nidon, since at this point, the Nidon wouldn't necessarily have been Chayiv, because there's a chance of no Modeh B'Knas Pater, when the Zomim come along and be Mechayiv, then it's a Vada Chiyuv, so that's a Hefsid. So Rashi is very clear, and we'll see it again, right, that the Mechayiv of the Edom Zomim is in a case where their testimony is mafsid, right, the Nidon. But V'davka Knas, continue.
V'davka Knas, Abba Be'idas Mamon Turim, Shari Lo Hayim Mifsidim Oso Lom, Acher Shehu Mechuyav V'Omri.
Oh, so Rashi says, but why is it that the Bar Chiyuva status by Mamon is already Chal at the Shas Maisa? Exactly, because since there's no Modeh B'Mamon Pater, therefore there's no Hefsid. Because even before the Edom Zomim came, for sure, right, the Nidon had no way to get out of it. So therefore, for sure, he's going to become Chayiv. And therefore, the Edom Zomim weren't Mafsid the Nidon in any way. So it's very, very clear from this Rashi, and in light of this Rashi, you can understand the Rashi earlier, that for Rashi, it's all about the Hefsid. It's all about at what point are we sure that the Nidon will become Chayiv? At that point, we're sure he's become Chayiv, then there's no longer Hefsid. But before that point, where there's a possibility for the Nidon to Pater himself, so then the Edom Zomim are Mafsid through their testimony. So it's very clear, exactly like Stephen was saying, that the Mechayiv of Edom Zomim is the Hefsid cause the Nidon. And therefore, for Rashi, the timing of Bar Chiyuva is only the time at which we're sure that the Nidon will become Chayiv. So in addition to Rashi adopting this Mahalach, you also have Tosos, at least in the first day. A careful read of the first Tosos, I think they're going to emerge. The two Deos in Tosos. Anybody else see this? Are there two different Deos in Tosos? The first Deo is going to agree with Rashi in this first Mahalach. We'll see the second Deo seems to be more like Rekvi Eger. Even though, we'll see, Rekvi Eger didn't seem to think the Tosos was agreeing with him. But at least the second day seems to agree with Rekvi Eger. So let's see Tosos Dior Maschel Debid. Avidan, would you mind? Right, so right again, the way Rashi explains the even the nefashos is this mode bin nefashos putter.
Hello, Nera. It's not like this, right? It's El Matino. It's not time. It's in Cain, qualified Mito Basin, Yachal Ohodos Ulustras.
Right?
Anyone who's climbed in Mito Basin would just be able to be killed.
Right, so you can always answer in a Hanami to this. You can answer, say the same thing by Knas. And there was no one's ever going to be Chayav Knas because you can always be Moda by Knas. The answer to that is in a Hanami. That's the din. The din is that by Knasos, they're only Chayav if there's a Gemara din. But so again, Rashi might just say in a Hanami to this Kasha. I think the thrust of the Kasha is Lo Matzino, right? Really, I think the thrust of Tosis Kasha is that we never find that a Nidon who is, you know, going to be Chayav Misa can just potter himself from Misa by being Moda. I think that's really the thrust of Tosis Kasha, that we never find such a thing, and therefore...
Well, wouldn't it depend on how we understand Chayav Misa?
Okay, in what sense?
Meaning, like, if we understand it as Kapara, then yeah, you can say it on Kanan, but if we're understanding it as sort of stopping these kinds of things from happening, then it's a little...
Okay, interesting. And you're saying maybe that's the basis of Tosis Kasha. Maybe there's no deterrent, the person could just come along. Again, you can say the same thing by Knossos.
But less so, because it's not, meaning, if people are...
Knossos is also a deterrent.
I mean, it's bad. Chayav Misas are a little more calmer.
Oh, you know, that's for sure true. Okay. No, yeah, it's a good aura. So Tosis says, I'm reading into it, but Tosis is basically saying, like, Rashi's explanation for why we're not sure that the Nidon will become Chayev, right, Kodim Gemar Din, is not valid, right? Can't explain it based on this concept of Modeh, because there's no such thing as Modeh ben Nefashos Pater. So Tosas agrees Be'etzem to the Mahalach of Rashi that the reason why you are not a Bar Chiyuva before Gemar Din is because we're not yet sure that you're Chayev, that you're going to be found Chayev. So Tosas now is going to offer an alternative explanation for why there's a Safek called the Gemar Din, whether the Nidon will become Chayav. So he gives another shot based on the Eidah. Let's go for it.
Nir Lefarish. Lav Bar Kalhu, Perish Kudim Shining Bar Dina. When you say that Lav Bar Kalhu is before the Gemar Din.
Right, why?
The Shemo, Lo Yavo Eidim. Vim Yavo Eidim, Lo Yavo Eidim Chayav.
So Tosos gives an alternative for why it is that called the Gemar Din, there's a suffix, right, whether this Nidon will be found Chayav. So again, according to Rashi, the suffix was because Moda Benefashos Pater. Tosas rejects this. Tosas is now given alternatives. What's Tosas' alternative in your own words?
Basically, that since there's like here, it's going to be a little harder to actually get the
Eden to come and to be valid. So Tosas says, right, even though there's no Moda Benefashos Pater, there's still a suffix called in Gemar Din, because for all we know, and comes clear from the later Tosos, because of the Drisha V'Chakira requirement, Edim either won't come, or even if they come, they might not get through the Drisha V'Chakira. So according to this first Deya, Tosos agrees fundamentally with Rashi that the timing of Gemar Din is all about when it becomes Vadai, right? When it becomes Kara of Levadai, that this Nidon will become Chayev. And that Kodem Gemar Din, the Ptur, or the lack of, you know, the Bar Chiyuva is because it's still a suffix whether he's going to become, whether the Nidon is going to be found guilty. For Rashi, it was because of the potential of Modeh ben Nefashos Pater. For Tosas, it's because of the uncertainty of whether the Edim will come through. The second day, we're going to skip for now, because I think the second day is this. I'm going to just read it for now. So again, that line I think is more in line the second mahalach, that's about the fundamental shaschiv. It says, sounds like the chiv misa is only chal at the gemar din, and therefore that's the only time that right there's an iser to kill the nidon. We'll get back to that. But continuing on with Tosos, because shenig mardina. Oh, there's the key for the first day. Right. But once there's a Gemar Din, then it's Kvar Vadai Bar Chiyuvu. Kvar Bo Edim is Kabel Edusan. Once there are Edusan is Kabel, for sure we know that we're going to get to the finish line. We're at the finish line. Right? So it's very clear in this first day of Tosfos that, the Koveya for Bar Chiyuvu is at what point are we sure that the Nidam will be found Chayev. By Nefashos, you only get that point at Gemar Din. Okay? And then again, about Hargo Potter, I think it's going back to that second day of Vod. We'll get back to that. So Tosa L'Shitosa is also in V'chein L'Inyan Knas. Again, so far, Tosa explained by Nefashos, the reason why we don't have certainty until Gemar Din is because by Nefashos, because of Jisha V'Chakira, right, the uncertainty whether the Edim are going to show up. And now Tosos in the second Tosos, Jirmas Levachin, is going to explain again why this reasoning doesn't carry over to Mama. Okay? Let's get someone else. Rafi, did you see it? Can I go for it? Jirmas Levachin Le'in Yin Knas? Well, this is the key, right? But the bar chiyuv, the status of mamon, does not wait until gemar din. Etz already chal, we'll see already at shas mais. Why? So I guess Mark has, you get the example. Yeah, exactly. So right, so far he just said is why you get the example of Geneva. I guess referring to just the chi of mammon of Geneva, not the knas, right? So again, by we just said, but when it comes to the realm of mammon, then as long as the edim zomim were made after the shas maisa, there's going to be a patur of bar chiyuva. Now the question is, what's the difference between nefashos and mammonos? This is the key. Afalgav. Exactly. Kol kama. Why is it that by mammon we just said that the bar chiyuva is already chal at the maisa, but by nefashos we say it's not chal until the gemara din? Skip the parentheses. Oh. Right, he doesn't say, oh, because mammon, the shas chiyuv is the maisa, like Ruki Vager. No. He says, because by mammon, we're certain, we're very confident, karav levadai, that the edim are going to end up coming. But... Exactly. So, right, Tosas is very clear, very much like Shitaso, so, that the koveya is at what point are we certain that the nidan will become chayav. So by nefashos, where we're not certain until the gemar din, so bar chiyuva is chal gemar din. But by mamonos, where we're already certain, already the shas maisa, because once the halva, once the gneva took place, we are certain that the edim are going to come. So then the bar chiyuva is chal then, even though he's not misyaches to the fact that, oh, that's the fundamental shas chiyuv, nothing to do with that. According to Tosas, at least this Tosas in the first day earlier, it's all about at what point are we certain that the nidan will be found chayav.
He's saying the exact same thing, Rashi.
Yeah. So Rashi and Tosas are agreeing at some fundamentally that it's all about, right, when, at what point do, are we karov levada, are we, you know, confident that the nidan will become chayav? Just Rashi and Tosas only argue about the case of nefashos, what creates that uncertainty? Rashi, the uncertainty is mode b'nefashos pater. For Tosas, the uncertainty is that the drisha b'chakira is scaring the edim away. But by nefashos, he doesn't spell this out, but by knasos, he doesn't spell out, the lack of certainty in both cases is clearly because of mode b'knas pater. Right? That's pretty. He doesn't spell that out, but everyone's going to agree in that case that the lack of certainty in the case of knasos is because kol's month, there's no gemar din, you have the option of modib knas patra, and that creates the uncertainty. Rashi and Tosos, the first day, I will say, both hold that the koveya is what point, bar chiyuva is at the point when we are certain that the nidon become chayv. So by knasos, right, they're both going to explain the uncertainty due to mode b'knas pater. By nefashos, they argue about what generates that uncertainty before the gemara din. For Rashi, the lack of certainty, it's only a suffix because there's always a potential of mode b'nefashos pater. For Tosos, there's no such thing as mode b'nefashos pater. So the uncertainty is pragmatically whether the edim will show up or be scared off by Jisha b'chakira. Yeah.
What does Tosos mean, shemali yavo edim? Isn't the case that the Mazimin became Edom?
But it's at the time. It's all about at the time that the Edom Zomim came. At that time. Okay? Good. Good. So far, we've developed the first Mahalach. I'd like to go a little bit of a tangent, but it really comes up based on a Ha'ara that Rav Hanan has in Tosos. So Tosos's chiluk between Mammon and Nefashos is based on, right, why is it, you're showing your own words, according to Tosos, why is it that by Mammonos we're certain Edom will come, and by nefashos, we're not so certain that edim will come?
By mammon, the edas will definitely stand up in court.
Why? Because what?
Because there's no
drisha v'chakira. Excellent, because drisha v'chakira. So Tosa explains the difference between mammonos and nefashos is that nefashos have drisha v'chakira. So either that's going to scare away the edim, or even if they come, they might not get past the Jewish Bechakira. By Mamanos, there's no Jewish Bechakira. If you didn't know anything, you just saw this Tosis, it sounds like it's a Doraisa Chilik. But Rav Chanan makes the Ara, is that on a Doraisa level, right, Jewish Bechakira is required even by Mamanos. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Beis, right? Even, so Midor Raisa, Jewish Bechakira is even required by Mamanos. Right, it's only because right Bifnei Lovin, right Tinal Delis Bifnei Lovin, that the Chum said we don't want to scare away Edom because then no one's going to ever lend money. It's going to be so difficult to bring Edom to collect the money. So Rav Chanan is pointing out that this chiluk that Tosfos is drawing between Mamanos and Nefashos is really only Midrabanan. That only Midrabanan do you say that there is a certainty by Mamanos after the Maisa, and by Nefashos, there's no certainty until later. But the issue is, so again, this is the Ha'ara that Rav Chanan makes. Rav Chanan is just making the Ha'ara that really, the Drisha V'Chakira, the lack of Drisha V'Chakira by Mamanos is only Midrabanan, but Midaraisa, you have Drisha V'Chakira by Mamanos as well. Okay, but now the key is for our purposes. Because, Shmuel, what type of din is Hazama? Daraisa Drabanan. Daraisa. So the question that we can now ask based on Rav Chanan's Ha'ara is, wait a second. Why is it that this din d'rabanan of not having drisha v'chakira by Mamanos, how is that going to have an effect even midaraisa on the Azama? Right? It sounds from the Gemara, right? Try to follow a cheshbon. That sounds from the Gemara that even midaraisa, right? The din of Hazama by Mamanos, right, is only going to apply if the Edom Zomim are made before the Maisa. But if they're made after the Maisa, then it sounds like there's a patur even midoraisa of Bar Chiyuva. So the question is, according to this Cheshvan, according to Tosfos' explanation, how is it that a din derabanan of the Chachamim taking away the Jisha Bechakira, how is a din derabanan going to carry over and affect Hazama, even midoraisa? So you could technically answer the question by saying, maybe it's only drabanan, hefker based on hefker, to say that really, midoraisa, let's say the case. The case is where the Edom Zomim come in Mamanos, they come after the Maisa, after the Halva, right, before the Gemara Din. So you could say, maybe all the Gemara is saying, in the Hanami, right, midoraisa, they're chayef, because midaraisa, the koveya, is Gemara Din. And midrabanan are saying, hefker based on hefker, well, we're going to potter the Edom Zomim. You could say that, but that doesn't seem to be the pashas here. The pashas seems to be that, what? Because you would like to see that somewhere. Right? If this is only a din drabanan, and it's working midin hefker based on hefker, you'd like that to be spelt out somewhere. Right, so I think the pashas is that no. Sounds like even midoraisa, that case, even though it's before Gemara Din, because it's after the Shas Maisa, it sounds like even midoraisa, it's Bar Chiyuva, there's no Din Hazam. So the question is, how can it be that a Din Derabanan is carrying over to affect a Din Derabanan? Yeah. Din
Derabanan is not being ochre Din Derabanan. Din Derabanan is just that at the time of its Karabavadai, that it's at the time that it's Karabavadai, he's going to be Chayav, then he's Bar Chiyuva. So now the Midarabanan, since we instituted Drisha B'Chakira, he's no longer Karabavadai, he's going to be Chayav. So therefore,
or the opposite. Because it took away Jesha Bechakira.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So just to spell out what Yisrael just said, it's a very important Yisrael. A very important Yisrael is going to affect the remaining Makoros. And this is the general question: when can Dirabanans carry over and affect Din D'Oraisa? So the basic Yisrael is as follows: that when the Din D'Oraisa is a practical, pragmatic din, so then the Din Dirabanan can carry over. Because once the Din Dirabanan changes the facts on the ground, then it will affect a din d'oraisa if the din d'oraisa is formulated in terms of practical factors. But if, we'll spell this all out, but if a din d'oraisa is formal, so then a din d'rabanan will not be able to carry over to affect a formal din d'oraisa. Let me explain. Exactly as I just said. According to Tosfos, right, the din d'oraisa of Bar Chiyuva is not a It's not like Rabbi Kiryager. It's like, oh, formally, when's the Shas Chiyav? No. Just practically speaking, when does it become Karav Levada? Therefore, because according to Tosas Lashitaso, the din da oraisa of Hazama and the Ptur da oraisa of Bar Chiyuva is practically, at what point does it become Karav Levadai, in which case the Edom Zomim practically are no longer being mafsid the Nido? So since the Dinda Oraisa Bar Chiyuva is all practically oriented, so then a Dinda Rabbanan, which just affects the facts on the ground. A Mida Oraisa, yes, it wasn't Karav Levadai until Gemar Din. But once the Chachamim took away Jisha V'Chakira, and then practically facts on the ground, it became Karav Levadai already at the Shas Maisa Halvar, or the Shas Maisa Geneva. So now practically it became Karav Levadai earlier, and because the Dinda Oraisa was very much practically oriented, when it practically it became Karav Levadai, so never in such a case a Dinda Rabbanan can carry over to affect the Dinda Oraisa. But I'd like to now spell out this Yusuf. Or the couple of Makoros, this is very important, you'll to take it for many, many sugyas. This idea that a Dinda Rabbanan can only affect the Dinda Oraisa when the Dinda Oraisa is formulated in terms of pragmatic and practical terms. But if it's a formal din, then a Dinda Rabbanan will not affect it. So let's, the first place it's going to take us is the Gemara in Shavuos, to the sugya of Karban Shavuos Ha'edus. Right, Karban Shavuos Ha'edus, again, background, Karban Shavuos Ha'edus is when, let's say, a Nidon, right, so in this case, I'm a Malveh, and I said, I know, let's say, that right, the mayor and Mordechai were there at the time of the Eidus. And I'm basically saying, come guys, testify, so I can be Motzi Mamon for someone else. They say, I don't know what you're talking about. So in order to compel them to give Eidus for me, I can say, I can be Mashpia you. Make you take a Shavua that you don't know any Eidus. Fine. So the Mishnah, in the opening Mishnah in the fourth parak in Shavuos, says this notion of shavua, a carbon shavua, and the halacha is, if you take that shavua and you ended up being liars, you're going to be chayav a carbon. So again, these are dinam d'oraisa, there's a shavua d'oraisa, there's a carbon d'oraisa, this is very important. So the Mishnah says, the only time this din d'oraisa, the carbon shavua se'edus applies, is by edim who are ru'uyim lehayed. Edim which are practically kshirim lehayed. Obviously they're psulim lehayed, and it's not going to apply. The Gemara Laman Aleph, anybody have the Gemara Shavuos with them? You got it? Oh, so the Gemara and Shavuos, I have a very fundamental machlokes about, right, when we're talking about the psulei edus are not subject to carbon Shavuos edus, right? What's the machlokes, Yosef? Is it, what type of psul is it? Right, so again, we see the Gemara Laman Aleph, the machlokes, when the Mishnah says that psulei edim are not subject to carbon Shavuos edus, machlokes, what type of psul is it talking about? Is it Melech, which is a psul de oraisa, or even Mesachet Bekuvia, which is only a psul de rabbanan? Oh, so again, so the one mandamer says, no, it's only talking about a psul de oraisa. The other mandamer says, no, even a psul de rabbanan. And the Gemara ends up saying that, you see, manda amar Melech? So manda, here, go for it. Right, so the Manda Amru says that the Mishnah is limited to the psul of Melech. Psul d'oraisa says, yeah, the only type of psul which is going to affect the dinda oraisa at hand is a psul d'oraisa. But Mesachah B'Kuvia, that's only psul d'rabanan. Therefore, it's not going to have effect. And that seems a pashut. A dinda rabanan is not going to carry over to affect the dinda oraisa. Since mida oraisa, those gamblers in the Mesachah B'Kuvia are ksherim lehed, therefore, according to that mandamer, the din d'oraisa, the carbon shavuos edus, is going to apply. So let's see Rashi, how Rashi explains the nekudas hamachlokes between these two different deos, about whether the psul d'rabanan is going to carry over to affect the din d'oraisa of carbon shavuos edus. See the masko of Amasachet B'Kuvia? Just skip a little bit down to v'keven demi d'oraisa. The beginning, he just explains that Masachet B'Kuvia is possum major d'rabanan. And he says, v'keven demi d'oraisa. Oh. So right, the Mondam or Melech says, very simple. Because the Mesachah B'Kuvia is only Pasul Midrabanan, therefore that's not going to affect the Din D'Oraisa of Shavua, of Karban Shavuos Ha'edus. But what's the other Deya that says Dirabanan is going to affect? Pay careful attention. So what's his Taina pack? Why is it that here, a Psul Dirabanan does affect D'Oraisa? Right? The whole thing is, practically, can those Edom come and help me out in Beis Din? Right? Sof, imasid lo mikablin alei. He's saying, practically speaking, right, psulei Edom are not going to be help. They're not going to help me out. So therefore, even though the psul is only drabanan, so again, so what's the nekudas machlokes in two different days? The nekudas machlokes is what's the koveya of carbon shavuos edus? Is it a formal shame edim mida oraisa, or is it more practically edim who could practically help me out in Beis Din? So the man da amar melech who says that only a psul da oraisa is going to carry over, they think the koveya of the din is shame edim mida oraisa, who aid as in shame aid me doraisa, and therefore the only psule edus which lack a formal shame aid me doraisa are psule edus me doraisa. So if you think the koveya of carbon shavuos edus is shame aid me doraisa, so then of course the only type of psul which is going to affect that is a psul doraisa. But if you think that the koveya is not shame aid, which is a formal din, but rather practically beruim la hagada hakasim medaber, which is Russian elsewhere, that it's only when the Edom can practically help you out. So then, practically speaking, does a psul edus midrabanan affect the practicality of those Edom helping me out? Yeah, because Beis Din is not going to accept Edom even if they're only psul midrabanan. So again, you see here this yusod being carried out in the Nekudas HaMachlokes between these Amorayim. Again, this yusod that a midrabanan can only carry over and affect a din d'oraisa, if the din d'oraisa is practically oriented, like Karmash was Edom, it's all about practically can the Edom help me out. But if you think that the din d'oraisa is formal, right, like it's shame aid, so then a din d'rabanan cannot carry over and affect a din d'oraisa. Good, that's one riot to this. The other place this comes up, and fascinating, probably a little more famous, is the sugya of Kiddushin. So let's look at these two ritzvahs. Let's do this quickly, right? So the ritzvah, again, Kiddushin, the first ritzvah, starts off by talking about, if you, let's say, right, we know, Kiddusha Kesef, right? One of the drachim of Kiddushin is to give Kesef to the Isha. So the question is going to be discussed. Let's say the Kesef is Aser Bahana, but only Midrabanan, not Midraisa. So that means Midra Oraisa, it's Kesef. But Midrabanan, practically, it's Aser Bahana. So let's see how this all plays out. Kiva, do you see it? Do you have the... Oh, did you get to it? Okay, Ari, did you get to it? So go for it. So this is the first one? Yeah, so again, first, oh, short of time, right, so basically first makes a diuk, right, the Mishnah lists Isuria na do'oraisa, which are eno mikudeshas. So they ask, like, what do you mean? But there's a way to consume these Yisuriya na mi daraisa shelo kederech, and then I'll knock it down from daraisa to zirabanan. So, oh, now they're only also midrabanan. Is it still going to be, it's still going to result in the lack of kedusha? So, Ari Sivlav Milsi, three lines down. Right. Right, and then the halacha is very important according to this ritva. If you're mekadesh with a suri hanam midrabanan in a mekadeshes, as a raya from Pesachim, we'll get that. Maybe we'll get back to it. So you skip a lines va'afagav. So again, right. So again, takes a different pasha this ritva. If you're mekadesh with a suri hanam midrabanan in a mekadeshes, is a kasha. Oh. Parallel case, where it's not that the Kesef is Aser Bahana Midrabanan, but what's Pasul? The Edom. But yet we know, takes a Dever Pashut, that if the Edom are only Psulim Midrabanan, then we say Mikudeshes. Oh, so what's the Chilik? So again, in short, sorry, conceptually, what's going on here is that in one case, the Isser Durabanan is carrying over to affect the Daraisa. Another case, the Isser Durabanan, or the Psul Durabanan, is not carrying over. So what's the Chilik? Oh. So in Lamda's terms, what is he saying? Meaning the koveya by Edom is formal. As long as you have formal Edom there, it's Kiddushin. So there, because of the formal requirement of Edom, even if they're psulim midrabanan, and they but mida oraisa, from a shame aid oraisa standpoint, you have shame aid oraisa. So by the requirement of of Eidei Kiyum by Kiddushin, which is a formal requirement, there the Dindar Rabbanan is not going to carry over and undermine the Dindar Raisa. But so what's the idea? So why don't you say the same thing here by Kesef Kiddushin? So the Vort, I think the Ritva is saying that by Kesef Kiddushin is not a formal requirement of giving over shame Kesef. It's practically giving her something of worth. You have to give her something of shavius, something of worth. So therefore, from the perspective of Kesef Kiddushin, where the koveya of the Dinda Oraisa of Kesef Kiddushin is giving her something of practical worth, at the end of the day, Meir, when you give her something which is Aser Bahanam Midrabanan, practically, can she use it? No. Because at the end of the day, practically, we have to listen to the Chachamim. So in this Ritva itself, you have this chiluk between, right, Eidei Kiddushin and Kesef Kiddushin, and the chiluk is one case the Rabbanon carries our effects deraisa, other case it doesn't, and I think the chiluk that the Ritva is getting at is that what is the koveya of the din deraisa? Is it a formal requirement, that, like by Edus, then the psul Rabbanon is not going to carry over, because at the end of the day, deraisa, you still have shame Edim. But when it comes to Kesef Kiddushin, it's very much practically oriented, and practically, you didn't give her anything of worth. Just to finish, and then on the way up, the second Ritva, we don't have time to read inside, as a daya. Again, there's a ritzva in Kiddushin and Chesem Ha'av, has a daya there, the Medayik in the Gemara, that even, right, what's this other daya? That by psul, by Yisuri Han, even by Yisuri Hana, if you're Mekadish with Yisuri Hana, it is going to be Chal. So if a machok is between the different dayas, so what's the idea here? So this Shita Tosas says that even the requirement of Kesef Kiddushin is formal. Don't say like the earlier Ritva that Kesef Kiddushin is all about giving her something practical of Shavius, and therefore if it's practical, Durabanan does it affect. This day in the Ritva says, no, Kesef Kiddushin is also formal. Give her Shem Kesef. And as long as you gave her Kesef, on a, which is Kesef on a Doraisa level, the fact that it's Asur Hana Midurabanan is not going to carry over. So again, I'm trying to show with these Makoros, this is very important. Yisod just carries over to so many. I'm telling you, keep it in your back pocket. That you sometimes find that Dirabanan will affect Daraisas. Sometimes you find that it won't. And the Yisod is when the Daraisa is practical, it's pragmatic, then the Dirabanan can carry over. If the Daraisa is formal, it won't. And again, to carry over, that's why in our Tosfos, he holds that Dirabanan can carry over because Tosfos Lashitaso, like Rashi, thinks that the Koveya Bar Chiyuva is the practical idea of when to become Karav Levanai, that the Nidon will become Chayev. Is that? Sorry.